shines the human race with you. Everything is new, waters of time disappearing into you. Here I'm giving myself, giving myself at your lotus feet. Here I'm giving myself, giving myself, giving myself. Lord of love, you hold us in your hands, in your breath. Our life begins and ends. Oh love, all embracing love, I bow down to your footsteps in the sand. Here I'm giving myself, giving myself at your lotus feet. Here I'm giving myself, giving myself, giving myself.
Some people get cold now. Wherever you go, you get cold. In Thailand also you get cold. What to do? If it's too hot, if it's too cold now, then you get cold. Beloved, beautiful Babaji, the past is over. Thank you for giving me eyes to see this clearly. I'm with you now. I'm sitting with the Buddha. I have been clinging to the past and the victim role. I can really see that. Even my three boys and my ex-husband has been asking me lately, "Aren't you tired of suffering?" Another mantra is also coming up in this retreat for me. It's not in your hands, relax. Maybe that will do something with my control, the thought that I can control something. When I write this, I laugh and say that I do not know how to live a life without this role. It is so new. How to support it and how not to fall back, because very often I wonder where my strength is. I know it is there. I have felt it. But often it seems to be hidden, or that I'm afraid to use it. Yes, Aishani, because it's an old story that we are victims, no? That you are not strong enough. Hmm? And especially the women, no? This is one of the things. That's why they can almost accept anything also. That to be used and misused, no? Then you get used to that. So now it is new, and I know that this is how it is for many. Hmm? And the best thing to laugh about it. I often see how difficult it has been for me to stand up for myself and for what is true for me. Yes. The victim is not allowed to stand up. You have to, that's what I'm saying, I'm helping you to reclaim your own strength now. And that can only come from your own insights, that you are a free human being. You are much more than you think. But this is totally forgotten. You can stand up for anything else, but not for yourself, no? No, I feel it's very important to stand up for myself. I see how much my life has been controlled from the outside, and I do not want that anymore. I want to live a life in harmony with myself. Mm. That's what the victim is. You just become something that is ruled from the outside. That's a slave, no? That's the challenge of coming to satsang, because you will regain your own intelligence, no? You will see your own situation. Then you are almost forced by yourself to act on it. Hmm? If you don't see something, if you don't understand something, what can you do then? You go on being a victim or living a so-called normal life, totally asleep. But when you start seeing and understanding and feeling and realizing, that is a challenge to grow, to change. I can still feel that there is fear in my system, and I have always believed that I have to work out all of my past before I can let go of this role. But it does not feel so true anymore. Good, because it's not true. Hmm? And isn't that the relief? It's not true. It's just the delaying. How can you work through all your past? It's so much, even in this life, and then your childhood, and then before you were five, then you can hardly remember anything, and then all the traumas, and then in your womb. And what about your past lives? And you poor Ashani, and so many they have to work through. It's just the delaying. But that's how the mind is. And it's impossible to get outside that before you go deeper, which is what is happening now. So you are touching something very important there. I had to work out all of my past before, that's what I thought, before I can let go of this role. But it does not feel so true anymore. No, because you can wake up right now. Hmm? And so this is what is happening again. Because you still need to come for a retreat. You still need satsang. You need reminders. That's what I'm doing. I'm bringing you back to your own intelligence. No? So things become clear. No, you have to stand up for your own insights. Hmm? It is true. To give support to myself, I have written big notes in my bedroom door The past is over. You are with Svaha now. And you can relax now. Very good, because you need to remind yourself. Because it's very easy. Just think about it. If you've been doing something your whole life, it's in your very cells, in your system. That's why you have to be really vigilant to stay on the path. You have to be connected. Otherwise, the past is much more heavy than this new flower of consciousness that is coming up. So anything that can be helpful for you, you should do. Be aware in every moment. How do you feel now? Rest in love. I am so tired of suffering now. Yes, I am. It is enough now. I want something else. Good. Because you cannot really join my party before you finish with your suffering. So please be finished with your suffering. More is happening here. I'm waiting. I think I write this to give it support and maybe get some feedback. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Thank you, beloved Ma. I love you, Aishani. You have to embrace this inside, Aishani. And this is not only for you, but for many. And I have been waiting because you wrote before also. This was from the past. And many has been writing me. And I've been saving up letters. Bhagavati also been writing. I wait because I know day by day, slowly she starts relaxing more and more. Nashima also writing, I'm waiting. Darshan writing, I wait, just go deeper, relax, relax. Because so much can happen in one day. What you thought was very important when you came is far gone. And how can I relate to all your identification, your suffering, your mind, your problems, your worries? It's all your personal things. And truth is not personal. You have to open up to become a little more vast, a little more spacious, so you can start seeing the whole picture. Beloved, beautiful Babaji, today I feel embarrassed about the letter I wrote. I woke up this morning and felt so happy. I felt that something inside this chest would jump out and say, I am alive. An energy of joy and happiness. And then came a feeling that I unconsciously wanted to give energy to this suffering victim more than joy in the previous letter. I'm so sorry. I want to nourish this alive energy of joy and happiness in me. Thank you, love, Aishani. Don't be sorry, just see and take it in what you realize. And that's another very important realization. This that you've been unconsciously, of course unconsciously, because everybody wants to be happy. Everybody, every human being wants to be happy. But you are not. Why? Because you are unconscious. You are creating your own suffering. Your old guilt, your own fears, your old desires, your dreams that never can be fulfilled. All this, you are creating a muddy place to live. Of course, it's unconscious. I saw this, that I unconsciously wanted to give energy to the suffering victim more than joy in the previous letter. That's exactly your situation. Because if you're going to live in joy, which you know have tasted, which you know have, where is the suffering victim then? Yeah? You find her? No. And don't, for God's sake, don't look for her. Because she will be so happy to come back to you. Oh, I've been missing you. No. Be cruel. Close the doors. That's what you have to learn, to stand up for yourself. But this is how it is, and you don't see it. This is my problem also. I cannot teach you or show you or share with you what I have to share as long as you are into this suffering victim situation. It's impossible. Because it's you then. Me. As soon as you come outside, then you are in a place of joy, of understanding, of happiness, of joy of living. Then we can meet. It's like day and night, huh? But you really have to digest it so it becomes part of you. That's why I say again and again, whatever you realize and when you see in these retreats and when you are with me, then take note, write it down, because the mind might come back again. This suffering victim might come back again. Your unconsciousness will come back again. You have to be strong in spirit. This is not for weak people. You have to be strong in spirit, in your heart, in your understanding, in your own seeing. Don't doubt it. I want to nourish this alive energy of joy and happiness in me. Yes, you have my full permission. Nourish it. No, show your children now how happy you are, no? Just be a little silly, then don't think about anything, just be happy. May all busy bodies be relaxed bodies. Om Shanti. Raoul, how is it here in Norway in the winter?
Everything is still.
Yeah. But are you still? Are you still?
No.
No. On fire.
On fire.
Yeah. Yes. You see, it's not so easy. It's not so easy. Just to be still sometimes, only thing we find out is that we are not still. It takes time, you have to be patient. My beloved Master, this retreat for me is like going into an unknown forest during a dark night. It is not comfortable at all to walk in an unknown forest during the dark night. Thousands of doubts and fears arise in me, and many times I feel lost. I understand that I have to face my own path alone, and I'm training for this. But we are together. Don't be so hard on yourself, because you wouldn't even go into the unknown dark forest during the night if you didn't have any reason to go there. It's something you want to do. You have felt something. You want to come closer. Otherwise, who would go in? It must be something. In spite of the fear, you are going into the unknown. But remember, the unknown is not the unknown we are afraid of. How can we be afraid of the unknown? We don't know what it is. What we are afraid of is to lose the known. That's what you're afraid of. Or never come back to the known. So this is, every seeker has to go into the, Jesus called it the dark night of the soul, no? That's why trust, understanding, love, and a guide is so important, no? Otherwise, how will you find your way? But how come you're going into the forest, the dark forest, in the middle of the night? Do you know why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there is something that attracts me.
Yes. And you trust me. Accept it, and then it will be much easier. You wouldn't go if you don't trust me. You know in your heart, in your soul, that you know there is something. And I understood that in this dark forest, in the moments in which I feel most uncertain and lost, I will not be alone. I will find a light of a candle that warms me a little bit and shows me the direction. Thank you. Thank you for your light on my path. I will be lost without it. Yes. That's what a master is there for. That's what a guide is there for, no? To show those who are lost the safe way back. During the never born, never died process, I observed that in every moment of my life, also in the most peaceful and joyful moment of the day, there is a layer of sadness and melancholy in me. Because I know that the moment is already finishing and I have to let it go. Yes, but this is the mind who wants to hold on. And it doesn't take much intelligence to see that you cannot hold on to the minute, to the day, to the experience. It's impossible. What does it do? It makes you sad. When you cling, this is what the Buddha is saying, this is what I'm saying, you are holding on. Grasping, trying to hold on to something that is not there anymore, that is suffering. Trying to hold on to the unreal is nothing to hold on to. Hold on to the real, which is every moment new. Fresh. And the funny thing is, out of this fear of not letting go, you're missing the moment that is coming. Because you're trying to hold on to something that is finished. You see the stupid situation we are in. And that's why only by understanding yourself how this works can you become free of it. There's only two possibilities. Either you hold on to it and suffer, or you let go. You understand the situation. That doesn't mean that sadness will come up when you lose somebody you love, when something happens, when the death happens. But you accept it because you see this is the reality. It doesn't help to fight reality. Either way, reality will be the reality. Life will go on. So it's just to accept the situation as it is. It's not a new belief. It's just to accept things as they are. And as soon as you accept things as they are, everything falls into place. You are one then with existence, with the truth. If you're trying to fight it, how will it go? You get very tired, very sad, because you will never be strong enough. Because I know that the moment it is already finished and I have to let it go. This is the thing. Either way, it will be gone. With understanding, it will go peacefully. In resisting, it will be gone painfully. Now it's your choice. What you choose? What you choose?
Peace.
Okay. And what does peace bring? It brings a smile to your face. Yeah? So then don't hold. Raul, peace, peace. I feel the same when I think about my own death. I feel a big anger and a little bit of panic because I have to let go forever of the person I love. Or the things that I love to do. Yes, but that again, same situation. Either we can accept things as they are, peace, peace, peace. Muito, paz, paz. Or we can fight existence, then problem. This is what seeing, what I call understanding, consciousness do. Then you see the situation. If you see the situation, why fight it? It's very humbling to see the situation. You cannot do anything. Things are like they are. So let's surrender. Just my suggestion. I know it's very hard to surrender, very hard to have peace, very hard to be happy. I know. But just my suggestion. Maybe one day you will be happy, you will find peace. I don't know. Just my suggestion, sooner or later you will always come to that point that you have to surrender the false, the unreal, to get the real. There's no other way. So I know it's hard, probably nobody said it was easy. And it's in the beginning, you are seeing many things. This is not for ordinary people, this is for people who wants to go deeper, no? Things that people never look at, never think about, never feel, never meditate on, never share about. The real things, no? Important things in life, no? But only the real can give you the real. And I know what you mean. You feel anger, you feel hurt, you feel panic because you have to let go of the person I love or the things that I love to do. But my invitation is go deeper than that because you don't know who you are. You know only that person that is afraid. You have something in you that is not afraid. I feel that these two things are strictly correlated, but I don't know how. Yes. The only way is to go beyond your little self. It's the only way, which comes out of understanding more and more. Self-knowledge. Investigating yourself. Understanding how you function. Getting beyond the mind. This is what this helps. Out of understanding, you will always see it happens by itself. If you don't understand, then it's always chaos, always panic, always confusion, always doubt. When you see, then you see. Please, my master, suggest to me how I could work with this. Deeply grateful, Rahul. You are working with it, ain't you? We are all in the same boat, Rahul, no? The only way is to go beyond the false. And that means to go beyond the person that you think you love. You are much more. Yes, the body will die. All bodies will die. But that is a fact, what to do. But you are more than that. So, the more you know of the more, the less is the suffering, the less is the identification. It was a one change. It's not like these fairy tales that you can live forever. How is it going, Rob? Poof. It's okay. But we are together. And I have the light. What's the problem then? Maybe it's a little spooky in the forest. If it's not, but if you have the light, you can find your way out. Okay? Trust, relax. Yeah. I swear that Bhakti. Bhakti also found the diamonds. Huh? It's good. Some words from my master, Osho. Ask for nothing and you will never be frustrated. Anticipate darkness with light and sorrow with happiness, because such is the nature of things. Then you will never be frustrated. Say to life, what can you do to me? I want nothing. And say to death, what can you do to me? I have already died. Then you will be truly free. Because unless one is free of life, one can never be free of death. And when one is free of both, one knows that life, which is eternity itself. No, Rajan, they wrote to me now, that's good. Little confession from Rajan. I have from Brahmanan also, but he's just the fool, so this is more important. Where's Brahmanan? There's Swaha. Is not going so good, but I'm happy about it. The first few years by your side were too good to be true. Not a worry in the world. I seemed to be flying through life, feeling invincible. Yes, that's how it is, because I take you into a totally different dimension of life. Then first you will fly. Who want to change this? I even arrogantly asked life to give me a real challenge because everything was going too good. Well, now I have a big one. A big one. It is myself, or rather the content and activities of my head. Since the last few retreats, I started feeling, being aware of what is really happening up there, and it's ugly. Really, really ugly. It is uncomfortable and it hurts. And that is what I'm happy about, because before, when everything was hunky-dory, what was the need to really investigate into myself? So now I see darkness, loads and loads of darkness. It is a frightening amount of darkness and confusion and control and treachery. All those things I'm only able to see because of your light. That is the danger of light. Now you start seeing, Rajan, this is what I'm saying. Everything will come up. So first I have to teach you about light, to make you happy. That will give you the courage to go into the darkness. That will give you the trust. No, you are already touched. No. No, you start understanding. It's almost impossible to go into darkness. You will run away. But now you trust me. You love me now. So you are ready for something deeper, something more real. And life, existence is both. Is light and darkness. And this darkness will give you a depth. Otherwise, this happiness is just, everybody wants happiness. But remember, happiness is very shallow. It's immense because you've been living in darkness, in confusion. So when you get a little happiness, you are like a silly teenager. But more than happiness, is joy. More than joy is bliss. Then you have to go deeper. It has to be balanced between the opposites, darkness and light. I'm scared of both the darkness and your light. Yes, you have one foot on each. That's the thing. Now choose, and choose wisely. What do you choose? Light. Good. Then stick to that. Unshakable. When you take a 100% decision, don't go back then. That's the thing. Up till now, you've been wavering. Yes, I want the light, but I also want the darkness. I want my unconsciousness, but I also want to be aware. No. You have to come to a point to choose. Put your whole energy into your search to the path. I'm scared of both the darkness, since I really do not want to continue living in these fears and doing these horrible things to myself and others. But I'm also scared of the light, because that darkness is all I know. What will I be with all those dreams, plans, and ideas I live with? Yes, that is the challenge. That is the courage to go into the unknown. Which is almost impossible if you don't get out of your head. That's why first I want to make you happy, light. From the head to the heart. Because the heart, it loves adventure. But the head is afraid. It thinks
Where will we go? Do we have enough food with us? Is it dangerous?
Then, okay, cello, take the next boat. You're not welcome. You have to be ready. We're going on an adventure. Yes. Don't even ask where. You just want to go adventure. That is the right spirit. That's how the heart is. It's ready. When it gets touched, it is ready. The mind always hesitates. It's never sure. Yes, I want, but also no, I want. So when you do a choice, do it total. This inner struggle between your light and my darkness sometimes feels like I'm going crazy. Yes, I have to make you crazy. It's the only way to boil over, no? Boil over and then everything will cool down. But who will win? The darkness or the light? No, if you want the light, then easy. If you still want to protect the darkness, then difficult. Not wanting or able to hold on anymore to those things I thought to know and cherish about myself feels like the ground is being taken away from under my feet. Yes, this is how it is. Great. It has to happen. You have to come back to yourself and start more conscious life. That you are not your idea. You have to start now, fresh, with new intelligence, with a new heart. I never thought I would say this. It feels really scary. Yes, I understand, Rajan. But this is the courage you have to. And you are standing up to your own truth. And that is the only way how you get out of the fold. You are standing up to your own truth. Not where you want to be, but where you are. That is what is important, because you are where you are. Sometimes I catch myself with an urge to run away. But how can I run without the very ground to stand on? It's impossible. So just give up. And where to run anyway? It's too cold outside. And you don't even have a ground to run. You will look very silly. Haven't you seen those in the cartoons? They run, and then they run outside the cliff, and then they spin in the air. It's like that, Rajan. How can you will go nowhere? Boom! And that's how it is. You have nothing to stand on anymore. So now, this is very humbling for the ego, because you have to start living out of your new understanding. That's my invitation to you, to start becoming real. You don't know who you are. And then it takes a tremendous courage to start living now new, after your own understanding how it should be. It's totally new. You can create your own reality now. Just don't go back to the old habits that is destructive and protective. And false. Thank you for giving me this light. There is absolutely nowhere to go. This darkness will only get darker if I don't stay in your light. Yes. Many times I tell you, how can you know about the things you do, or the darkness, or the unconsciousness, if you don't see it? If you're unconscious, then it's very easy to do many stupid things. If you live in darkness, you only know darkness. You don't know about light. But when you have seen a ray of light, then it becomes a challenge. How can you relax in the darkness when you have seen the light? You know that there is something else. You cannot mistrust your own eyes. The truth always will challenge you. The light will always challenge the darkness. So this is very good. Now you know. You have seen it. You have seen both. Thank you for giving me all this light, the direction and the courage to go where I never went before. Thank you for showing me my pathetic situation with more determination than ever to step out of this silly and suffocating charade. I love you. Yours forever, Rajan. Very good, Rajan. Enough is enough. Now you understand. Only when it happens to yourself you understand, no? I transform coconuts into soft mangoes. But the coconut is losing its identity. But just for a little bit. Then it becomes sweet. Kabir says, everybody is caught in the web of time. Everybody is caught in the web of time. And without self-knowledge, there is no escape. Without Master's help, you cannot understand life. Realize this. Without Master's help, you cannot understand life. And this greatest of opportunities, life itself, goes wasted. Wake up. You have a great opportunity. Human birth. Don't waste it in nonsense. Rise. Wake up.
Yoga Kama.
Shadows.